Welcome back to the show George Zimmerman cleans his guns to. The Cat Named Mo Show. The number one show with white supremacists that don't know he's black.
Show. I want to thank Marcello again for coming in and let you know a couple of people have already tweeted out to me that they have Olivia in their thoughts, and that is very sweet of you all. I do appreciate that, and I certainly know that Marcello does. And Merc Dirty, be nice. Stop being a jerk. he knows what it's about. Anyway.
he knows
what he is. And it's not to me, but just be nice. You're better than that. Don't. You're way better than that. Stop it. All right. This again is the Cat Named Mo Show, and we'll be here until 3 o'clock, and then we turn you over to Drew Garabo live the repeat. I have in here my co-host and executive producer Jerrica. What? Why are you giving me this look now?
Nothing. There's just something about the way you say it.
Roland? I have in here my co-host and executive producer.
Okay. Yeah, she got a...
I love you, Mo.
That was a nice intro.
You really don't.
Yeah, because...
You really don't.
He goes, and then there's Roland.
When did you, when did you fall out of love with me? What happened?
I never fell out of love.
What did I do?
Nothing at all.
All right.
You're awesome.
Was it the day you stopped wearing makeup?
Yes.
Jerrica needs no makeup.
She's got
today I like have this sigh eye thing going on, so
she's got her I will smack you upside the head glasses.
Right. But did you just say you have a sty today?
I don't know if it is in my eyeball.
It could be pink eye.
No, it's not pink eye.
Did you hug me?
No.
Oh, then what do I care? I'm fine with it. All right. Are you okay? Are you working out at Prime Bar tonight?
Prime Bar.
I'm fabulous, and yes.
No. All right. Go ahead and get
pink
some.
Eye and all?
Yeah, go get some pink eye steaks out at Prime Bar.
Oh, my gosh. It's not pink eye.
It's pink eye.
Sty martini.
I can see it. Yeah. Get a sty martini from Jerrica. Are you going to be wearing your glasses today?
Maybe.
Do you wear contact lenses at all?
I do.
Sometimes. Do you fall asleep in them?
Every once in a while I do, yes.
Yeah, but you
it's
know,
a bad habit.
They also say that every now and again you just give your eyes a break and just wear glasses for like a week.
Do you do that? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Don't you see me? You see me on the BDRS with glasses sometimes,
I try
too.
Not to look at you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm afraid I'm going
to
get...
Try not to look at me,
I'm going to get pink eye. Officer Julie from the Largo Police Department. 13 years, did you say?
Yes, sir.
13, you don't have to call me, sir.
Yes, Mo.
Let me ask you something. Are you technically on duty now?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
So you get to, do you have to be somewhere, or are you okay to stay for a little bit?
I have been assigned to the Cat Named Mo Show.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
We got our own security.
Yeah. No, my sergeant was really cool. I told him, you know, what we're doing and trying to, you know, come out and promote this event coming up. And he said, yeah, no problem.
Oh, that is, yeah. How many officers on the Largo? Largo is a fairly small city. I'm not that familiar with it.
What, third largest in Tampa Bay.
Largo is the third largest city. And what are the first two?
70.
Tampa and St. Pete?
Yeah, probably Tampa and St. Pete.
And then it's Largo?
Yes.
I had no idea.
79,000 residents, high season.
What is the makeup primarily of Largo? Older, younger,
Median age is probably pushing about 57.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of old timers out there.
It depends on what you consider old.
Well, no, 57. I don't consider 57.
Like, yeah, 57 old?
I don't consider 57.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
But we have a high amount of our snowbirds, our seasonal residents.
That's what I was kind of getting at.
We have a lot of people that come down, you know, half the season just to enjoy the weather and, you know, enjoy Largo.
And then punk kids, too?
We got our punk kids.
You got your share of fair share of punk kids.
Yeah.
Is Largo a fairly peaceful city? Again, I don't know a lot about it other than I know it's here.
We're not considered high crime, but we've got the same problems that everybody else does. You know, we got drugs, gangs, prostitutes. We got a homeless issue.
How good looking are the prostitutes in Largo?
Yeah. It depends on what street you're looking.
tell me the high end streets. Give me one of the high end streets.
No, the neighbors might not like it.
Oh, come on now! I thought we were talking full disclosure.
I can tell you that if you're on Clearwater Largo Road, uh-huh. you'll see a variety of ladies.
Okay.
So are we carpooling with you?
How are we doing this?
Are we all taking our own cars? How are we doing?
But you might want to be careful, though, because part of what we do, you know, for the crime prevention, we go out and we do, you know, the
you'll be
the
like,
we have female officers that'll dress up as prostitutes.
Have you ever done that?
I have.
Oh, man. I see.
It wasn't my favorite experience.
Even if I thought she was a cop, I'd still have to cash that check.
Oh, if you see a pretty prostitute,
you got to put your toe in that water.
That's
worth a shot.
But see, this is the thing. Now, did they have to dress you down, in other words? Because you never really see a hot prostitute.
No, because you'll know we're a cop.
Yeah, you'll know you're a cop, right? So did they skank you up a little bit?
It was pretty skanky. Yeah. Pretty, we're dirty toes,
flip-flops. Dirty toes, there's a toe thing.
Prove it.
I see it.
Now, let me ask you this, because this, and you said that you did not like the experience?
It's just, you get a real vibe for what's happening in that community, so you get to feel exactly what they're experiencing. And it's a reality check. It's a reality check for a lot of officers because a lot of times we don't live on that street. We don't live in a certain area.
But
so
I guess, go.
Even though you were, you know, an officer and you weren't there on that level, you know, I mean, you were pretending, but did you feel a little degraded just being a part of, like, pretending to be there? Because I just imagine it's got to be the most degrading thing for
a
woman to do.
No, I mean, it's the overall picture because, you know, you're doing a service, a legal service, that basically is helping people out.
Right,
so when you can arrest somebody that you know that would otherwise, you know, be a problem.
Okay.
So it's kind of the greater good, you know.
Now, and who do you think is the bigger victim in the prostitution racket? Is it the girls that are being exploited? Or, well, I guess the guys aren't victims at all, really. You know, they're fully culpable. So what do you think is the greatest victimization of prostitution?
I think the females. I think it depends if there's a drug or a narcotic issue involved as well.
Right.
Because a lot of times they wouldn't be out there doing what they're doing unless there was a substance issue.
Right.
So, you know, if A is happening, then B is occurring. And so if A can get fixed, but, you know, the issue is there just aren't enough social services out there that are tied to law enforcement.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. Are there things that you could be doing or we could be doing, you know, just thinking about their perspective on how they got to where they're at and how to help them get out of there? If they're willing to, anyways.
Well, and that's another issue. Yeah, there has to be a want. Yeah, because you can't do it for somebody.
Right.
If they don't want to be helped,
right.
you can't.
I would think the biggest victim would be the community, right? I mean, it just attracts a lot of crime and a lot of.
It does.
That's
but,
a good point, Jim. That's Jim Gray, by the way, comedian friend that is a frequent guest here on the Cat Named Mo show. Go ahead.
What I see, though, the community certainly is affected, but whatever is happening in the community nowadays where people are just turning their heads, we have issues. It's like pulling teeth out there trying to get people to call things in, call in suspicious activity, call in, tell us what you're seeing. I go out and I do a lot of community education, and every time I talk to a group, my big point is I tell them, I say, because in Largo we've got about 150 officers,
right,
in general. And so at 79,000 residents by 150 officers, our best backup is the community.
Right. Right.
If we're not getting that, that's an issue. So we can only do our job with that help.
Let me ask you this.
I call when there's a stray cat in my neighborhood. Don't even.
Let me ask you this.
Good.
How far can I push it before you bust me? For, in other words, I need some parameters here. I see you out on the street, and I pull up my car, and you bend down into the window, and we start talking. Now, I want to know how far I can go before you radio, because what you do is you drop a, you're wired, right?
Yes.
And you drop a code word, and then the cops swarm, right? I've seen The Wire.
It's not
don't lie to me. Oh, you know it is. Okay, so in other words, if I pull up and I go, well, let me look at the merchandise. You can't arrest me, right?
There needs to be an exchange of information where it's very clear. You're talking about a drug transaction?
No, I'm talking no.
He's trying to get girls.
I want to see.
You got to check cash. Forget, you're ready to roll.
Forget drugs. Who cares about drugs?
He's got those.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I got no problem with that. I'm trying to see a nice pair of street boobs. Okay. Every now and again.
That's an oxymoron. I think,
every now and again. You want an import. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta see
okay,
it.
So you are dressed up as a prostitute. I pull up to you. Now, I need to know how far I can get you to go before you can actually bust me. So if I pull up, I don't have any money in my hand. I go, hey, and you go, hey. And you go, what do you initiate the conversation? You go, what you looking for?
It depends. And we have to be very careful about what we say.
Because it can be entrapment.
Absolutely.
So if I go, hey, I'm out shopping around. You look like you have a great pair of hoots. can I take a look at them? You can't arrest me, right?
No.
Okay, now, are you allowed?
I'm confused by this line of question.
I know where this is going.
Listen.
He's taking notes right now.
This is information people want to know.
We need to know, actually.
We need to know. Okay, so you cannot arrest me. Now, are you allowed, if you're trying to get me to make that offer and I go, I'd like to talk some business with you, but, I'd like to see the merchandise. Are you allowed to lift your top up?
No.
Why can't you lift your top up?
Well, there's no reason to do that, first of all.
I'm a businessman. We're negotiating. Don't tell me there's no need to do it.
We haven't shown any money yet, so.
The window shopping is not
about
a crime.
That money.
Okay. Well,
no, there needs to be a clear exchange that there's an activity about to occur. So most of the time what happens is, in order for the female officers, when they're disguised as prostitutes, once the exchange is made as far as verbal communication.
Right. But I'm before because at that point I'm arrested. I'm trying to get right up to the line.
Yeah.
So you can't show your breasts because now you're committing a crime?
No, it's just something. We just don't need to go that far.
But what if the guy is really insistent that he just would like to see what you're working? Like, show me what you're working with. Put him on a glass. You know what I'm saying?
There'll be 10 other people coming in the next 15 minutes.
So now what if I offer you $5 just for you to lift your top? Can I be arrested?
No. That's not enough, though. See, the thing is what we're trying
to
do.
Because I have $5.
Exactly.
Mo, you only have $8 left. You're going to waste $5 of them here?
That is a good point.
So basically, what does it take for you to get to that point where you make the move of arresting them?
No, I don't care about that point.
That's just exposure. Not, there's a sexual act that needs to be agreed upon that is to occur. Right.
So if I offer you, what if you just want to make a little pocket change? You're out on the street and you need to get me away. And I say, I will offer you $50 for you to lift your top up and then I'll go and then you can arrest the real guys. Would you take the money and pocket it?
No, I'll call the rest of the team and tell you to get this guy out of my face.
All right, okay, listen.
Can I offer a sandwich?
Let me tell you something.
I mean,
somebody will lift their top up for a sandwich. That ain't something you want to see. Okay, trust me. All right, listen, there is serious business to be had with Officer Julie from the Largo Police Department. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about why she is here. And trust me, you want to stay. I mean, this is a really, really good thing. So do not go anywhere. And then, it's tough out there right now being a law enforcement officer, being a good one. It really, really is. And I want to talk to you about that. And we'll take some calls even, 727-579-1025. If you have questions, will you take calls?
Absolutely.
And 1-800-771-1025. And we will have all of that and more. Do not go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.